In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've all seen the temporarily empty shelves at the grocery stores. People are rushing to buy staples, bread, milk, eggs, meats, flour, and of course toilet paper in bulk. But experts in the agriculture industry say we don't need to worry about food shortages because for many Kansas farmers, it's business as usual. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam says the farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses of Kansas are an integral part of the economic backbone of the state. During this time of uncertainty, Kansas farmers and ranchers are continuing to care for their crops and livestock as they do every day. While we've seen some empty shelves in grocery stores, I want to assure everyone that there is and will continue to be safe and adequate food available across Kansas in the United States. Chris Tanner farms in Northwest Kansas and says his operation hasn't changed much in light of the pandemic. He said, "I'm still gearing up for our busy season, getting my planter ready to go, and doing everything I can to ensure that we'll have a safe and consistent food supply in the coming years." He said, "There's no worries on food production in the United States." But life has changed for Tanner. His daughter, who was away at college, is returning home to finish the rest of her semester online before heading to nursing school. His son will also be finishing high school online. Jason Oakes farms in Southwest Kansas and has three kids who will now be home for the rest of the semester. Oakes looks at this as an opportunity. He said, "I would love to take this time to teach my kids a whole bunch of things. We could do a lot of real-life learning skills during this time. That would be pretty powerful." With all classes switching to online and people social distancing by working at home, the marginal internet in many rural areas is a concern. Oak says to watch a 10-minute video, it takes me 20 minutes to watch it because it's always buffering. The teachers are not going to be able to have a live collaborative learning environment. While these farmers continue growing food and, like so many of us, settle into a new normal, they do have some words of wisdom. Oak says this is a time for people to keep a level head and make smart decisions and will survive this. Whether you are a restaurant owner or a small family farm or a small business owner, just keep a level head, think long-term, make the right decisions, and we're all going to make it. We're a self-sufficient nation. Only time will tell what effect this pandemic will ultimately have on the financial and commodity markets. But in the meantime, we can rest assured that our grocery stores will be restocked with all of our necessities, thanks to the hard work of our farmers and a dedicated food supply chain with flour millers and bakers. Tanner says the American farmer is extremely good at what we do. We're highly productive, and there's no worry about the fact that production of food will continue. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.